officers lost their lives while en route for Easter operations. Maxwell Abogba has more.
The crash happened at Chichirire near Suhum in the eastern region on the Accra-Kumasi Highway. The deceased officers, Chief Inspector Michael Ajahu, PW Inspector Teresa Zampia, and General Corporal Yuman Lasamua were with the formed police units of the Ghana Police Service. One other officer, General Corporal Samuel Jude Kofi, sustained injuries and is currently receiving medical attention. According to a statement from the Ghana Police Service, the IGP led some POMAP members to the FPU to formally inform personnel of the unit about the tragic incident. He also spoke on the phone with family members of the three deceased personnel. Many families continue to lose their loved ones on Ghana's roads.
And that's why you ought to drive safe and stay safe on our roads. Max and Jackie are in the studios.
Yeah. Sakodia is in the cooking pot today.
Okay.
He's been cooked on Twitter. So, an old tweet of his has resurfaced on the internet. So, on 5th May 2015, he said, please send your Doomsaw stories to doomsawmuststop@gmail.com. And that tweet has resurfaced and people are, you know, roasting him for it. This one here says, I don't really care if Sarkodie decides to openly speak or not about the challenges Ghanaians are currently facing. I voted for a president and he must fix the problems we are facing.
All right. Now, you know, Yvonne Nelson is also trending. Interestingly, you know, she was part of the demonstration many years ago to stop doing so. Mm-hmm. And people were asking her, why hasn't she added her voice? And she responded to them and she says that this time around, she doesn't know what to even type. But she's saying that our leaders are wicked. She's asking our leaders, how do they even sleep at night? Mm. So she's trending. People are...
But she didn't say if there's another demonstration coming.
No, she hasn't.
I hear these days when you're going on, we don't ask, oh, is food ready? You know, you ask. Can you have a
Honestly. That's how we end today's edition of the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM. There's more when you log on to myjoyonline.com. I am Emefa Apau. Happy Easter in advance.
Strutting into the most anticipated wedding of the year. Ah, only to see 7 other girls wearing your exact same outfit. Ah!
You are special and one of a kind. And that's why whether it's voice, data or SMS, you get to enjoy personalized offers tailored to your specific needs with MTN Just For You. Dial *141# or select your options on the MyMTN app to redeem your unique Just For You package on Ghana's best mobile network. MTN.
Imagine this. Your employees spend one-third of their lives at work. That's 13,000 days or 110,000 hours dedicated to their jobs. At Old Mutual, we don't just see the numbers. We see the faces and the dreams behind them. With our tailored group life insurance and pension plans, you can provide your employees with employee benefit schemes that gives them peace of mind for their futures and for their families. Make the choice that shows your commitment to your employees today. Call 0509-551-609 or email corporateservices@oldmutual.com.gh. Old Mutual, do great things every day.
We know the dream is big. We know the passion gets you going, and you have the potential to make great strides. The Chartered Institute of Marketing, Ghana, has always been an avid supporter of industry excellence and innovation. This is why we are excited to announce the CIMG Professional Marketing Qualifications. CIMG has designed practical courses to help you make that dream a reality right here in Ghana. We are geared up and ready to support you on this journey to becoming a world-class professional marketer. Register today and be on your way to greatness. For more information, call us on 055-274-6592. Visit our website, www.cimghana.org, or email us on info@cimghana.org. Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana, working for Ghana.
Our football fans wanted more, and Sporty TV is here on a new HD Plus channel to give you football and more. See selected weekly fixtures from the EPL, Bundesliga, Serie A, Saudi Pro League, Spanish Super Cup, DFB Poco, EFL, and so much more in HD quality pictures on Sporty TV channel 152. The football you care about is here in HD. Subscribe for 12 months at 290 Ghana cities only. Call 0242-439872 for more information. HD Plus. See it. Feel it. Feel it.
Ago.
Me here in your wawa too. Kemba gana nyon. Ye joy.
Akwabo.
Miawezolo, miawezolo.
Mama wana akwabo.
Akwabo.
Barka da zuwa watan kasan Ghana. Anan gidan Radio Enjoy.
Obenin busumi, eye Ghana busumi.
Miawezova Ghana month jilla Joy 99.7 FM.
Akwaba, eba Ghana month on Joy.
Mima be akwaba, wa Ghana siyani lile yazo, wa Joy. We invite all of you to join us this March as we celebrate Ghana here on Joy 99.7 FM.
During this Ghana month, you will be treated to our history, tourism, arts and culture,
our music, our food, language, beliefs, and all that makes us unique as a people.
Right here on Joy 99.7 FM.
You'll also get to tell us stories about your region, town, or village, and why we should make it a destination.
Celebrating our uniqueness as a people.
Ghana Month on Joy FM.
Ghana Month on Joy.
Ghana Month on Joy.
Ghana Month on Joy.
Ghana Month on Joy is brought to you by Dodi World. Dream, discover, explore. Woodin. Step into elegance this March with Woodin by immersing yourself in the stunning mosaic collection. A true tribute to Ghana's vibrant culture. Vibe Ghana, Vibe Woodin. Deep Solar Ghana. Don't let power outages hold you back any longer. Visit www.deepsolarghana.com or call 0595 494 113 to learn more. Coronation Insurance. Individuals, companies, insure your motors with Coronation. Coronation Insurance. Insurance for everything. Ghana Month on Joy. Joyously Ghanaian.
Ghana, we now have freedom.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Bringing hope to many around the globe. Transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otobill. And now, today's word.
Redemption is a very interesting word. It means that something has been bought back. Something has been bought back. It's like what happens when you give your land or house or jewelry as collateral for a loan, and then you default on your loan, so the house is now forfeited. It was yours, but it's no longer yours. The land is no longer yours. Jewelry is no longer yours. But if somewhere in that process you are able to come by money, you can go back and redeem your land and get your land back because you pay the price. So the word redeem means that something that has been lost. His redemption means he redeems you and you can't be taken away again. He bought us eternal redemption. He saved us and saved us thoroughly, totally, Adam and Eve. And in Christ Jesus, he bought us back. But the thing about what redemption, he saved us and saved us thoroughly, totally, ransomed us fully. Of course, it doesn't mean that after that you live your life anyhow. Because if you truly treasure what Christ has done for you, you would endeavor to live a holy life for him. But it doesn't also have to put us into a situation where you think, oh, if I lie, then I lose my salvation. I did something bad, I lose my salvation. I did something bad, I lose my salvation. If salvation is lost that easily, then it's not eternal redemption. Eternal redemption has serious consequential issues. He saved us and saved us thoroughly, totally, ransomed us fully. Of course, it doesn't mean that after that you live your life anyhow. And it's not eternal redemption. Eternal redemption has serious consequential effects for our eternal destination. That is why when a person is born again, he has passed from death to life, and there is therefore now no condemnation for him. The born again believer has no likelihood of any kind of going to hell when they die. No likelihood. Most religions say you cannot be sure. They'll tell you, when you have gone, we still have to be doing sacrifices, prayer for you, that wherever you are, you will find your way to the good place. Some will say you can't tell whether you go to heaven or hell because, you know, only God decides. And so, you know, we leave it in God's hands. But in Christianity, that's not how it is. We can know that we will not go to hell. Not because we are good people, we're smart people, we did the right thing, but because Jesus did the right thing on our behalf. And because of what he purchased for us, he gave us eternal redemption. And we have faith in him to provide us eternal redemption. And there is no shadow of doubt.